Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we have three guests, Marlene Hummel, Jeremy Butler, and Rich Perry. And some of you may already have guessed that we're going to talk about Haiti. So we're going to talk with Marlene first because we need a little background about why people from here are going to Haiti.
About 3 years ago, our daughter called us and asked us to take the two oldest granddaughters to Haiti on a mission trip because she couldn't go because of the little one. We ended up going with her church group, and in the process of learning all about it, became very enthused and excited about what was happening in the village of Cayman, Haiti. We have Iowa connections to that from Orange City. And in that process, we went the next year and had a group as we learned to lead. And then last year, we took a group from the Southwest Iowa, we'll say. We had members from the Atlantic UCC. We had members from the Griswold St. John's UCC. And we had members from Anita UCC and also Red Oak. Can you think a Presbyterian, Red Oak okay. Presbyterian?
So these were all church members or folks who wanted to join in on this mission that are kind of sponsored by the churches?
Yes. We joined together to reach out to other churches so that more people would learn about the mission at Cayman, Haiti. And in doing that, then that gives them an opportunity to teach more people about what's going on, too. Mm-hmm.
And more people are always needed?
Always.
We're going to talk a little more about that. Next, we're going to visit with Jeremy Butler. And Jeremy, you've been to Haiti once?
Yes, I went 2 years ago, and I was planning on going last year, but some health reasons kept me here in the States.
But you're taking a big step up this year.
Yes, this year I'm going to lead the group down from Southwest Iowa or anywhere in Iowa, I guess. We've got some members in Northwest Iowa that are considering going to.
Okay, that's great to know that it is open to other folks. If somebody's listening to this and would like to find out more, they might be welcome to join you also.
Yeah, we're going May 29th through June 7th. You have a day of travel on both ends, so that gives you 7 days in country, and we still have some room. Marlene and I both work at Brocker Carnes and Carnes, and you could call us down here at the office if you wanted some more information, and we'd be glad to give it to you.
Let's talk a little bit about finances, because you need to get there and you need to stay there, and how do you fund all of this?
Everybody funds their own trip. I know some of the youth that went last year did some fundraisers and solicited some funding from church members, friends, family members. The cost is around $1,000 for the trip, plus airfare to Florida. We fly out of Fort Pierce, Florida, on Missionary Flights International. So in the mission trip world, that is very reasonable. I know a lot of them are, in the $3,000 range, so ours is very reasonable.
So then does this cost, you talked about travel, while you're there, are you paying more for food and lodging, or is that a part of the plan, the provision?
That is all part of it. They've actually, through this mission, they've kind of created their own economy. I don't want to say a tourist economy, mm-hmm. but the mission provides jobs for probably 30-plus people, between cooks, people to do laundry, translators. They have 5 or 6 translators that are full-time employees. And so this is, it's created its own little economy. Mm-hmm. So the $1,000 includes airfare from Fort Pierce to Cayman. It includes your lodging, your meals, and then a few hundred dollars per person for project that we're going to do while we're there.
Okay. So you do, though, also want to, I think, give some money for a project while you're there. And so you have a fundraiser coming up that maybe people would like to help with.
Correct. We have several different fundraisers. The main one that I want to talk about is Pizza Ranch, March 10th. It's a Sunday evening from 5 to 8. We're going to be out there, and Trey has been gracious enough to to let us use his restaurant for the evening, and we will be bussing tables and answering questions. And 100% of the money that we raise, any of our fundraisers, goes to the people in Haiti. It does not go to travel expenses for the team members. 100% of your money will be on ground in Haiti helping the Haitian people.
Do you know at this point what your project is going to be while you're there?
Not for sure. We usually do two or three vacation Bible schools for the children in the nutrition centers. That is how this mission has chosen to spread. When they first come into an area, they set up a nutrition center because they know if they feed the children, that everything else falls into place. They start feeding the children on a daily basis. They get one good meal a day, and then they start, you know, spreading the word of Christ with the children. And then usually the children, you know, will start spreading the word to their families. And usually it's not long after a nutrition center is started that a church will start up in the area. But they've found that is the most effective way to get into a community, is to go in and take care of the children.
Absolutely. That works with other organizations. And so it's just sort of a common thing. When children are involved, their parents and maybe the grandparents are going to be involved. Now, Rich Perry, you've been on one trip.
Right, and I'm looking forward to the next one, which will be this year.
Right.
Really, I can't explain the feelings that you go through. The joy on the faces of the children. It's just amazing to me to see how God has worked. For one thing is that probably one of the biggest boosts that this whole mission has had was the earthquake in Port-au-Prince.
Yeah, who would have thought an earthquake could come out with something good?
It just goes to prove that given the opportunity, the good Lord can take virtually anything and turn it into good for his cause. And that's the situation here, because they had so many people that were dislocated and came back to the countryside, the mountainside, as refugees, and all of a sudden they realized that there was no school for the children. But they also came to the realization that there were teachers available who had no place to go back and teach. So it moved things from the city out to the countryside. And it's just so exciting to see it happen. And, you know, Jeremy was telling about nutrition centers, and it is so fulfilling to see and be able to help feed the children and to give them the message of the Lord in Bible school, and to see the seven wells that have been dug in the area to get fresh water, to experience the agricultural growth, the pepper plants that were raised last year that I believe raised $3,500 for this area, which $3,500 doesn't sound much to us, but when you realize that these are people that are probably in the neighborhood of $200 a year annual income, this is just unbelievable. While we were there last year, we had the opportunity to purchase 21 female nanny goats and give them out to a selected number of identified children. And the thing with that is that they were bred then, and the first female goat that is given birth has to be passed on. So there are just so many ways that the Lord's work radiates from this center.
And I think you've mentioned a number of things, Rich. You know, we talked about, yes, this is religion. The churches are going there to do a job. But you've mentioned education. You've mentioned economic growth. It just all kind of comes together.
Absolutely. They are their own economy there. And it's something that Haiti as a country has not had. They've had so much corruption in the past. And they have a new ruler who seems to be much more friendly to development. Another point that I just have to mention is the fact that we have had 13 or 15 voodoo doctors convert to Christianity. Now, this, you know, it isn't just the fact that they're converting to Christianity, but they are giving up a very wicked way of life that was very controlling and very evil, including murders. And this is just unbelievable.
Yeah, It's kind of like that pebble, I think, that's dropped, and you've made a big, good wave. Marlene, just one last thing here. If people are interested, have questions, you'd be glad to come and do a program or answer those individually.
Of course we would. We would be love to talk to anyone individually if they have personal questions and are interested in going. As a parent, I would want you to know that your children are safe going with us, and we would encourage any youth that might be interested in going with parents' permission, and then the parents could maybe come with. We would be happy to come out and do a program, whether it be in a home or in a church setting. We would be happy to do that.
Okay, very good. We want to thank you, Marlene Hummel and Jeremy Butler and Rich Perry, for visiting with us about the possibilities of service in Haiti. Until next time, here's a thought. Life is like a coin. Choose how to spend it, but you can spend it only once.